If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Vols fans, the best fans in football. Rowdy, passionate, dedicated. And this is where Vol Nation comes to talk. Welcome to the hottest spot for all things Tennessee Vols. This is Tennessee Fan Talk, where the orange and white comes to life with a dash of humor, a sprinkle of wit, and a whole lot of southern charm, bringing you the latest updates, breaking news, and some good old-fashioned laughs along the way. We're the water cooler chat you wish you were having at the office, minus the boring stats. Whether you bleed orange or you're just dipping your toes into the world of Tennessee sports, this is for everybody. It's loud, it's proud, it's Tennessee Fan Talk. And now your hosts, Bird and the Duke.
Whoa, hey there, Tennessee fans. 2024 season, 30 days away.
What's up, dudettes and dudeits? We're inclusive here. We're back.
I so bad wanted to start this off with Eminem's Guess Who's Back, but I didn't YouTube to, kick us off.
Monetize the 3 pennies we make on this.
Hey, I appreciate all you guys that have continued listening over the years. You keep us going with every time that you have to put up with the ads that are meant and geared towards you based off what your browsing history is on your phones.
So if you are getting Brazzers, that's on you, not us. If you're getting Brazzers promos, that's on you, not us.
A whole lot has happened. We said that we were not going to go the entire summer and not do a show. Guess what?
Now, that's like teachers saying they're going to get a summer job. It's like teachers saying they're going to get a summer job and then they never do.
Hey, some of the coaches I used to see as lifeguards, we'll leave it at that.
Oh, well, that's kind of pedo.
We'll just leave it at that. Same. We'll leave it at that. Your boys on the baseball field, Duke, you got to be happy because that's your sport more than,
Yeah, I mean, that's what I played.
You like football. I was happy. You keep up with football, but you much respect for the diamond.
Yeah, for sure. I'm a firm believer that it is the most difficult sport to play. Consistently good. I'm not saying they're the best athletes.
What did they end up?
I'm just saying all around.
What did they end up with on the wins? Was it 55?
Something like that. I can't remember off the top.
Insane. Insane amount of wins. Breaking records all over the place. One thing that concerned me with not being at home was Tennessee's either going to win or lose by the home run.
Oh, well, that's just like an all-white man basketball team living and dying by the three-pointer. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's how I reference that.
Right.
It's true.
I can't wait to get in closer into. I'm very excited about football. I also have a slight anticipation this year for basketball because how do you replace what you had?
Well,
it's going to be tough.
You recruit. I mean, if we're going, it's like that classic saying. You know, they're in art class and they're taking. There's a chair sitting there, and you gotta write a paper on what it is. And somebody says it's a chair, and you get an A. So that's what you do. You get recruit. That's the best you can do. You pay people and you recruit.
You recruit.
Yeah. You can't use that term. That's for football only.
Oh, that's okay.
You can't go recruiting in basketball.
Okay. You have to go Rick Barnes recruiting.
Yeah.
Yeah, he
gets Billy Graham going with him from Asheville.
I do like how Tony V handled the opening of the transfer portal after the regular season. And he's like, you want to come visit us? Great. You want to come here and look at a winning team? Great. We're talking about you wanting to be here. We're not talking about NIL. Loved it.
Well, sure. And I think I don't know that one guy. I can't remember. Anyways. They said that the NIL is changing. It's not all about the money anymore. It's what else you can provide the player, whether it's, you know, growth and opportunity to become professional, which that's always been there, but it's not just about
that
the money.
That sounds like a Nick Saban speech. Forget this money. I can get you to the next level.
I am for paying these guys because they're bringing millions of dollars to the institutions. I'm all for it.
Yeah.
I'm just saying that it's not all about the money anymore. It might be about the Lambos for some of the guys.
Mm-hmm.
But
or Mercedes.
Yeah. I mean, in Kentucky, it might be for the 92 S10s.
With the 4.3 in them, buddy. With the 4.3.
It also has the headache rack because they haul all that coal around. They don't want to break the back glass out.
Recording, it's the 31st of July, but so we're for y'all to listen. It is August. It is hot in the Southeast. School is right around the corner, so it's almost time for them Smokies to be either little Smokies, you know, to be soaking in barbecue sauce, or the big guys on the grill 30 days away from football season where Tennessee looks to improve on last year's record, opening up at home Chattanooga. Can't wait to see the boys.
You could ask somebody from China, and they would tell you who's going to win that game. Kim Jong-un can bet, can win some money on that game.
Tennessee,
he knows who's going to win.
Tennessee. I love the little feud that has already begun. You know, we've already said we're the real UT, despite Texas, blah, 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 blah. You know my three on that. You know what I'm going to say. For you long-term listeners, you know, but Brad definitely knows. Three things. One, Tennessee.
I've got one thing to say, too. I'll let you say the three. Yep. Then if you don't take mine, but you go first. I'll let you go first.
Tennessee was a state first.
Mm-hmm.
The university was a university first. And if it were not for the volunteers of the state of Tennessee, Texas would be Mexico.
Well, I'm caveating off of it because all I was going to say is remember the Alamo. That's all you got to say. And you trumped them. All you got to say is remember the Alamo.
Baby,
and it's over.
It's over.
And you can tell them their barbecue sucks because it does.
I don't know. Rudy's is pretty good. Shout out to Rudy's. It's pretty good.
It's okay.
So I love that Sankey and company come out and said, well, Tennessee is going to be listed as UT. Texas is going to be listed as TEX. Love it. Longhorns down.
Yeah. Yeah, whatever. I mean, I will have to say that most Tennessee fans are batshit crazy. Texas can rival with the batshit craziness.
They can.
Fans, for sure. But they also got a lot more money. And they wear cowboy hats to the football games. And I think Channing Tatum wore a cowboy hat in one of them movies he was in, where he was a male stripper. That's what cowboy hats make me think. That and police officers make me think of male strippers.
I know the name of the movie you're talking. However, I am glad to say I've never watched it.
I don't know the name of the movie.
But you've watched it because you've told
me. I mean, I might have watched it multiple times. I don't know. That's funny. It's Brokeback Mountain, right?
Not where he's
a
stripper.
Those are also cowboys. Those are also cowboys.
Yeah, you're going a little old. You're going a little old for Channing Tatum.
Yeah, I know. I was going to make a sword fighting joke, but I didn't.
As if the SEC has not always had a ridiculously hard schedule amongst ourselves, this year it gets worse. You mix Oklahoma into the mix, along with Texas. You put them all in a bag, you shake them all up, and see how they come out. You're supposed to have these permanent schedules. We'll see how that holds. You know, Georgia, I was talking with our guest that shows
on. A residential Georgia fan.
And he said, you need to look at Georgia's schedule. This was just today, and I pull it up and look. And I'm like, Georgia actually has a tough schedule. You know, they will. Well, I've got the first week on the screen now. They open hosting Clemson.
Yeah.
Not a walk in the park.
Well, no, not for an opener, but it's not that.
Vanderbilt is opening with Virginia Tech. They're going to lose at home when they're opening game.
Well, I would hope so. I mean, Michael Vick will roll in his dog's grave.
Florida has Miami.
Florida has the toughest schedule in the nation, by the way, if you didn't know that.
I did not know that.
They sure do.
Texas has Colorado State. Can you imagine Colorado State going into Texas and beating them? I mean, it's not going to happen, but can you imagine?
Well, I mean, crazier things have happened, but no, it's not going to happen.
I mean, those are the ones that make sense, because like Auburn has Alabama A&M straight out of Huntsville. Ole Miss has Furman.
Well, that's just a money game.
It's
just like us, as you know, like playing the in-state games.
LSU has Southern Cal. Michigan, the little further down the next week is, you know, when it starts to pick up right out of the gate. That's where Georgia gets their break with your favorite team, Tennessee Tech.
No, my favorite team's ETSU. Get it right.
You like all them Plateau and East Tennessee teams.
Well, sure. That's where I'm from. Go Bucks.
MTSU goes to the SIP this year.
They going to get whipped at the SIP.
And they need some money to buy the new trailer, if any of y'all have watched the
they YouTube the shorts. They for Mason's coach. And, you know, they're trying to piece and put together his paycheck.
I don't see that lasting long. I hope that,
the bad thing is that's an upgrade. That's an upgrade of a job from Vanderbilt to MTSU. That's an upgrade.
Maybe not with the money or the facilities or the field. I don't know. The field's kind of similar.
There's no way MTSU facilities. There's no way MTSU's facilities are that much worse than Vanderbilt's. Science Hill High School has better facilities than Vanderbilt does.
Vanderbilt's new build is supposed to be nice. Additions whenever they're finished.
I wonder if they've got like study halls in there since they're all a bunch of nerds at the Peabody University of Vanderbilt or whatever it's called.
Well, yeah, that's correct. Weight room with books.
Why, sure. Are we going through the whole Tennessee schedule tonight? Because I've got it brought up ready. Is that the plan?
Oh, are you want to do that tonight? I was going to save that.
Well, sure. I mean, all the big guys are out there doing it. We might as well follow along.
But we can do it.
I ain't saying we picking scores because that's going
to
be
no.
Win or loss, I will say the baseball team probably helped with some of the battered ball syndrome over the years. But
absolutely,
but you got to watch yourself because you don't want to start backsliding and get confident.
That you don't want to get confident. And I love how Nico handled. You know, people were, overthrows have been a talk for us for a while, and he says,
"Bazooka Joe,
you don't need to worry about that." You don't need to worry about him leaving. He has settled a lot of people up. So we're going to take a short break to bring in a little bit of revenue thanks to you guys listening. And then we're going to hit this. Back. We're going to hit this schedule. Oh, I would love to do that. May just do it anyway.
Birdie's back. Tell a friend.
If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy. Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50. In order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Wherever you are, we are. And we are at TN Fan Talk. Would you like to be on the show? We'd love to have you. Find our link tree in the show description. No experience or equipment is needed. Now, back to Tennessee Fan Talk. Here's Bird and the Duke.
Hey there, Vols fans. Welcome back. Hope your kids wasn't in the car when you was hearing your advertisement selected for you by your phone.
Your search history. I know you grinder listeners out there. Or watchers or whatever they're called.
We've got Tennessee Volunteers football 30 days away. And we have their schedule right in front of us now for the Duke and Bird Pick'em preseason. Now, we did this months ago, but maybe you're feeling a little bit more optimistic. You're like, we did?
If I'm being honest, I have no idea what I picked months ago.
Me neither.
Was it a 9-3 year? Did I say we beat everybody but Oklahoma, Alabama, and Georgia? Because if that's the case, that's still what I'm rolling with.
Probably.
Probably. I mean, that's chalk. That's chalk.
I may have to go back and listen and compare. August 31st, opening them up at a little after noon, UTC, Tennessee, no-brainer.
That's the worst kickoff. Worst kickoff.
No-brainer. Oh, can you imagine the heat? No good.
Oh, yeah. Other than bleachers?
No good. No good. Following week, a ABC airing at 7.
Is this the Duke's Mayo kickoff game? Is it called the Duke's Mayo kickoff game? Because it's in Charlotte.
Is it
the Belk kickoff? Is it the Chick-fil-A kickoff? I don't know what it's called.
No clue.
But it is it's in quotations to the listeners, neutral site with NC State.
Yeah, neutral site in Carolina.
Yeah.
NC State, Tennessee listed.
Playing at NC State.
Tennessee listed as the, Tennessee travels very well. Tennessee listed as the home team.
Mm-hmm.
You say no brainer.
That's going to be.
But NC State's not a pushover.
NC State's always got a great defense.
Yep.
Every year.
Yep.
Their offense might suck.
Yep.
They kind of got some Iowa tendencies. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, you know, Iowa.
I mean, they can score more points than Iowa. But
Iowa dropped a goose egg against us, remember?
Well, Bluff City Middle School could have, stopped their offense.
Third week, Saban's alma mater comes to town, SEC Network.
Who?
That is Kent State. Oh, who? Yeah, okay. Who? I got you. Sorry, over there.
They're from Ohio. Yeah. That's a snooze fest. That's a runner. That's a part for the snooze fest.
I'm surprised that one doesn't say SEC Network Plus.
Oh.
But it doesn't. Following week, Tennessee traveling to Oklahoma, and right now they don't have a time yet.
It depends on obviously, I think we're going to be undefeated going into that game in Oklahoma. I don't know who they play. Quite possibly could be undefeated too. I think it's going to be undefeated top, say 12 matchup.
Yeah.
But I have a serious question. Is Oklahoma going to do a thank you video for Josh Heupel to try to soften him up to come there after they fire Venables or whatever the guy's name is?
Coaches say the right things in interviews, but I've gone back here lately and
they screwed him over hardcore
and,
there.
And he really seems to be all in on this program. I mean, he really seems to love everything.
Nick Saban was all in with LSU, too.
So you have them 3-1 after this game?
I sure do. Playing in Norman, a little bit of battered Vol syndrome. Nico really hasn't been tested. He got tested against NC State, sort of, but not against, unfortunately, another SEC team.
Right.
Whatever a Sooner is. Sooner or later, they're going to get that ass beat.
Oklahoma came into our house and stomped on us
I was at that ball game. They beat the brakes off of us.
I think we returned the favor, 4-0.
Well, good. I hope so.
travel. We have a bye week, and then we travel October 5th to Arkansas, where we're.
When was the last time we played there?
Where we end up 5-0.
When McFadden ran all over us.
5-0.
Yeah, for sure. Maybe we'll get another bumble fumble. Stumble fumble, whatever they call it, from 1998. I watched a replay of that the other day.
Did you really?
I sure did.
So you're now 4-1.
I sure am.
I got it 5-0. Florida you comes should be to Tennessee.
You should be proud of me.
I'm proud.
Right now,
you could be. You could be. Oh, yeah.
But I'm not.
October 2nd?
Florida.
Tennessee, 6-0.
Sure.
You're going that
you're going to have us under you're going to have
five,
us
so you're 5-1 I'm 6-0.
You're going to have us 11-1 by the end of this because you're going to say we're going to beat Alabama. We're going
October 19th, Alabama visiting Tennessee,
the third Saturday in October. Get your cigars ready.
7-0.
No.
7-0.
No. Mm-mm.
7-0.
I feel like you do this every year, by the way. And I feel like at the end of the year, I'm pretty close.
Kentucky comes to town for the night game.
Doesn't know much.
November 2nd.
I can't make grocery store jokes anymore because we did it too. It's just in our basketball arena.
8-0.
Maybe they're going to change the field to a Powell Sudden Service Arena.
Are you 6-2? Terry's potato chip field.
Yeah, I'm 6-2.
You're 6-2.
We beat Kentucky. Death taxes in Kentucky.
8-0. Mississippi State. Night game.
9-0.
No.
9-0. Yeah, Mississippi State stinks.
What is that?
And in this next game, I'm missing the CBS music.
Mm. Oh, most definitely. I'm going to be missing it. Most definitely.
Georgia, I can't believe ESPN didn't try to buy that out.
Georgia could have a loss in there by the time we get to this point.
Against who?
They play Texas.
Clemson?
No.
Texas is pretty good, I guess.
They play Texas. I would love...
Steers and...
I would love none other than Georgia to stomp them. But Tennessee in Athens, loss number one.
That's a nip. Mm-hmm.
That's a loss number one for me.
That's loss number three for me. The last two are. Vanderbilt is.
So I'm nine and one right there.
It's funny if you look at the time because Texas El Paso don't count. If you look at the time for the Vanderbilt kickoff, it says early noon already. They already got a kickoff time.
Look at the ESPN.
They don't have the channel it's going to be on, but they got the. What if Vanderbilt shocks the world? I think one sports writer picked them to win the SEC, by the way.
God bless. What did he? Was he a graduate? It's
probably Joe Biden.
Was he the dean?
It's probably Joe Biden. It's probably Joe Biden.
He's been passed away for about a month. It's his doppelganger.
Oh, I mean, he did grow 6 inches.
I saw that right after he dropped out. Here we go.
Horse Groma. Whatever they're called. I can't.
The UTEP Miners, little known.
Yeah, I've already skipped.
Little known, was it Don Haskins or Dan Haskins?
I don't know.
God, I feel like it was Don. I feel like I should go with my gut. The women's high school basketball coach that goes and beats Kentucky for the national championship. Yes, sir. Texas El Paso, UTEP Miners.
Beat Kentucky.
You need to go watch Glory Road.
I don't give a
you need,
dang about basketball, buddy.
You need to watch it.
Especially women's basketball.
It's not women's.
No disrespect
he
to
was
Pat Summitt.
They hired him from a girls' high school basketball coach into college. And he shocked the world. His first season.
Good for him. God bless him.
So I'm 10-1, Tennessee at Vanderbilt, 11-1.
I might try to slide over for that game. Just depending, maybe.
11-1.
That's a long way away. I might be dead by then. But
still got to have your hard hat at the stadium. still under
construction. I have a Titans hard head. I don't have a Vols hard head. I got a Titans hard head. Oh, I see. Never mind. No, I would absolutely wear a high-vis for sure. Because it's still going to be. Did you see the pictures of it, how close it is in the end zone?
It's,
I mean,
over top.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was it a redo if you throw the ball up? Well, yeah. Vanderbilt doesn't throw the ball.
Spit your gum out and it hits a player.
They haven't thrown a touchdown pass since Rodgers was the quarterback.
And if you listen to him, he's the greatest thing since sliced bread when he's on the mic.
Yeah, we just got to listen to freaking McElroy or Mackle, whatever the guy's name is. I can't stand that guy. McElroy's the golfer. You know what I'm talking about. Old Alabama quarterback.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a bum.
If we take 1 second, because we're running out of time, and we go look at Georgia's schedule, because that's the one loss that I have, okay? Before they play us, open with Clemson, okay? Tennessee Tech, at Coal Miner Stadium, at Alabama, host
Coles Arena,
host Auburn, host Mississippi State, travel to Texas, host Florida, go to the SIP. There is a good chance that they could be down a game, depending on how everyone looks. That's what's great about preseason.
Freaking Joey Freshwater might slide one in on them.
You never know.
Jackson Dart might win the Heisman this year.
Nico is winning the Heisman.
Golly.
Are you even eligible as a freshman?
Tim Tebow won it as a freshman.
Okay.
And I think he was a redshirt freshman. He's a man of God, too.
He's a man of God.
Waited till marriage. Good guy, apparently. He was terrible at the NFL, though.
Yes.
And he was awful in baseball. Tried it. I mean, he tried to do the Michael Jordan switcheroo, and it didn't work. But,
you know, Dubois or whatever his name is, he's going to look great coming out of the game. He's got
lower.
He opens Western Kentucky and then South Florida, so he'll get a little bit of the hypo offense against him. Goes to Wisconsin, then has Georgia. So he may have a loss. He may have a loss there. And then Vanderbilt.
Yeah, he'll have a loss against Georgia. Or they might be called the Mean Machines this year.
Mean Machines.
Because all the convicted felons.
Mean Machines.
Which I'm fine with. I don't hate on it. Like, there's people out there hating on Georgia for getting all the people arrested. I don't care. That ain't none of my business.
Hey, from what my good friend Duke told me, there's nothing to do in Athens but to get in trouble because it's the school and then bars and nothing.
Speaking from being in Athens a couple times, 101, been down there at the Magnolia Bar and the Buddha Bar, if they're still open, there ain't nothing to do.
Nerdin'.
There's really nothing to do in Georgia except Atlanta, and Atlanta's not a part of Georgia, you know. So
they got Vandy, they got South Carolina, and then they have Tennessee. I mean, Alabama, they have Missouri, LSU, Mercer, Oklahoma, Auburn. You know, he could lose 3 to 4 games this year if he doesn't. Yeah, we just don't. We don't know what we have.
If he loses 3 or 4 games, he's going to get fired next year.
I'm not Nick Saban. Dang right, you're not.
I've heard that there's going to be a job opening at the ETSU Buccaneers football program, and I heard who is the lead candidate. You know who the lead candidate is?
No, but
Sunbelt Billy.
Oh, well, that.
That's the joke. There's not an opening at ETSU. I'm just saying that's where he's going to end up. It's a joke.
The Downhorns, the fake UT, Colorado State, Michigan, second week, UTSA, ULM. Let's go.
Go Warhawks / Indians.
Let's,
they used to be the
let's
Indians
go. Let's beat Texas. Let's beat Sarkisian. Sarkisian was not at Alabama when ULM beat him. He was?
No. That was way before then. That was like Nick Saban's second year as head coach.
Yes.
First or second year as head coach at Alabama. Okay. Long time ago.
They got Mississippi State. They have a lot of home games in a row. Good Lord. UTSA, ULM, Mississippi State, Oklahoma, but you know, whatever they that's eight.
That's not a home game. That's gonna be the Cotton Bowl.
That's the one that's in Dallas.
It is at the Cotton
Bowl. Right.
It's at the Cotton Bowl.
They hold it at the Cotton Bowl.
Every year, yeah, it's a Texas State Fair. It's the Red River
Shootout. Yeah.
I think it's called the Red River Rivalry now because Shootout. I can't remember. They changed it from one to
the
other.
Because you can't say shoot on ABC.
I just say it's the Shootout.
You can say boys can become girls and girls can become boys, but you can't say Shootout.
No comment.
Then they have Vandy, Florida, Arkansas, Kentucky, and then A&M at the end of the year. Texas has a hard schedule.
Did you slip into Kentucky right there?
I did.
Okay, I thought so. That's sneaky.
Little sneaky. Tomorrow you let me change your socks.
Do you think Kentucky comes out with like a smokier black jersey this year and they're called the Cold Dust jerseys? And they're all proceeds of sales of the jerseys goes to the Black Lung Foundation?
Mizzou could come out of this thing. I'm going way too long. We'll talk about them next week.
Mizzou's going to be good this year, unfortunately.
Mizzou has Murray State, Buffalo, Boston College, Vandy, A&M, so there's their hard one. It's at Kyle Field. UMass, Auburn, Alabama, Oklahoma. You know, they got a little tough right there in the middle. South Carolina, Mississippi State,
Auburn's
Arkansas.
I think Auburn's going to slip up on some people this year, too, by the way. Hugh Freeze, second or third year?
Second year? No, not happening.
Nope. Just watch.
Nope.
I've heard strippers are in. Jordan Hare.
I can only imagine. I wish. Tennessee fan
talk. It's where the orange and white come to life. If it has anything to do with the Vols, we're talking about it. Thanks so much for listening to the show. We hope you've enjoyed it. Make sure to like, rate, and review. And we'll be back soon. But wherever you are, we are. And we are at TN Fan Talk. Would you like to be on the show? We'd love to have you. Find our link tree in the show description. No experience or equipment is needed. Keep bleeding orange. And see you next time on Tennessee Fan Talk.
So not the button I meant to push.
We're back.
Psych. I meant to just go music, and then we roll into it, and that didn't happen.
Well, we were a little rusty. I talked over you a little bit. I tried not to.
It's rusty.
But it wasn't too bad. It could have been a lot worse.
It could have been good.
Compared to what we used to be.
That's right. Thanks, Vols fans. Catch us on the next one.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save. Like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.